Right, questionsforgrownups.co.nz. How much planning went into those stunts? Quite a bit of planning went into them. It was all taken obviously very, very seriously, as comedy always is. And if we had this idea today, we would never have been able to make some others. So we're very lucky to have had the opportunity of the freedom to do what we wanted to do, and really remind me of all the wonderful things that I was impressed with when I was really young and in silent films. And I'm sure that had a great influence on me, and I still love to watch Laurel and Hardy and Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin and Harold Lloyd and the like. All those films hold up today, in my opinion. And did they hurt? Yes, often they hurt, but I've got a little bruised and battered, but never anything too serious. So that was fortunate. So, and now the next question: how did you do it without laughing? Well, that was quite difficult because Michelle and I are really, who played Betty, of course, was really, we were terrible gigglers. So, as I've said before, comedy is really a serious business. Trying to make you try things out and hope that people are going to find them funny. But we worked. Michelle is a very fine actress, does a lot of drama, and was in the Royal Shakespeare Company when she first joined us. So it's obviously quite a come down for her. But we often had to do retakes because of laughing, and one of the most famous one was when we did the Nativity, and I was lowered into the manger where the baby Jesus was, and I was the angel of the Lord. How I got to that position, you have to watch the episode. And I was lowered, and I think the operator of the rope lowering me in had been overserved at supper, in the beverage department, and he let go of the rope and then grabbed hold of it again just before I hit the ground. And of course, the main wearing a support to hold me, a harness, it caught me where it really hurts, and I just sort of swung there, and the shepherds and the kings were laughing, started to laugh, and I just ad-libbed and kept going, and I said, "Oh well, that's ruined my Christmas." And Michelle actually wet herself, and that the audience, unfortunately, could see it on the light royal blue outfit that she was wearing as Mary. And so the producer wasn't too happy with us, but the audience found it very, very funny. That's it. Then what's your most cherished memory of working with Michelle Dutrice? I guess that must be one of the one. The last answer must be pretty high up there. But we're still the best of friends, and I speak to her about, well, twice a week at least. We're still just really good friends, of her whole family. So we've always been very, very close. So bless her heart. What was it like transitioning from playing the comedic character of Frank Spencer to the more serious roles like the Phantom? Well, in a way, as a jobbing actor, you should be able to have as varied a palette as possible, and I fortunately could sing. I started as a singer in opera with Benjamin Britten when I was about 12, and I continued doing that on and off throughout my career, and I didn't really have a singing lesson until I was 30, and I met Ian Adam, who became a really well-known vocal coach in London, He is sadly no longer with us, but he was iconic, and he was really, really wonderfully patient man, and brought out of me a voice that I really didn't know I had. But it went from the lyric, which I was taught by Gene Kelly, that when you sing in a musical, it must come out of the dialogue in a completely natural way to be successful. It works better that way. There have been other musicals that it works equally as well without doing that. But I live by what Gene Kelly taught me. And so whenever the character, you have a character like the Phantom who is there, then you have to go into nighttime. The voice has to come out of that voice. That the singing voice has to come out of that. And then you will, I think, engage the audience far more believably. Did you ever expect some others to be such a long-lasting success? No, I don't think we ever, whatever we do as actors, we hope everything we do. If we read the weather forecast, we hope it's going to be the best reading of a weather forecast that's ever been, because you want to achieve success. You want the things you've chosen to do, or sometimes forced to do just to eat, you want them to be successful. So it couldn't be in our wildest dreams that we would have success as we have done, and that it could be shown, well, 40 odd years later still, and still have a really fine viewing audience. But I think it does translate through generations, as silent comedy used to when I was a child. I still can watch that now and be as much amused as I was then. What was it like playing Frank again in 2016 in Sport Relief? Well, it was harder. I was nervous about doing it, but having left it that long, it was for such a fine cause, and we had quite a good idea of Frank in a car racing, and he had a daughter, and so I think you'd have to watch it on YouTube now, and I don't know whether the whole thing's on there, but I was able to do my roller skating again, which was terrific fun, and to do it in your 70s is quite a different experience than doing it in your 20s, I have to say, but I didn't fall over. And that's it for grownups.co.nz. I hope these are okay for you. Bye.